Can you talk about your view of how the molecular pathology of lung cancer has evolved?
I think lung cancer's been really an amazing story because starting in 2004 with the discovery of EGFR mutations, we've seen this steady definition of further subsets of lung adenocarcinoma, most of them targetable with available agents, either in clinical trials or already FDA approved. So it's really become the poster child for targeted therapies in solid cancers. At the same time, more recently, it's become one of the major cancers in which immunotherapies are quite attractive. So, and the subset of lung adenocarcinoma in which immunotherapies are most effective is the subset that mostly was lacking targetable alterations. So it's almost like complementary in a very nice way. So one of the things to remember about these targetable genetic alterations in lung adenocarcinoma is that they tend to be quite mutually exclusive. So you typically see these pie charts that show the proportions of the different alterations. And the experience is the numbers might be a little bit different from center to center, but overall, what we're seeing for the percentage of cases, for instance, that have the alterations that you were asking about in the survey, namely EGFR, AL, RET, ROS fusions, BRAF, V600E, ERBB2 mutations, and MET-exon 14 mutations, we're seeing about 35% of patients, of adenocarcinoma patients overall, with one of these targetable mutations. And I think the experience elsewhere, for instance, Dana-Farber, is very similar, around 30-35%.
Can you talk a little bit about your vision for what a driver mutation is and how you determine what a driver mutation is?
The term driver mutation can be used kind of loosely, basically as any cancer mutation, or it can be used in a more kind of stringent fashion in the sense of a mitogenic driver. So if you look at the alterations in lung adenocarcinoma, the real targetable drivers are alterations that activate the MAP kinase signaling pathway. And the thinking is that you need to activate that pathway at one place in the pathway. And once you've done that, you don't need to activate it at other points in the pathway. So this is kind of the approach to using the term driver in lung adenocarcinoma. If a particular alteration that activates the MAP kinase pathway is mutually exclusive with EGFR and KRAS and so on, then it really tells you that that is a mitogenic driver that defines a molecular subset of lung adenocarcinoma.